Well, it was billed as a make-or-break meeting. Tonight, European time, Greece trying to persuade the European leaders of the Eurozone that Athens deserves another $7 billion euros in financial aid to avoid default and stop crashing out of the euro. Greece's economy minister, Yorgos Staphakis, has set out new terms and proposals that he hopes will end the deadlock on his country's debt crisis, including new taxes on businesses and the wealthy. And the president of the European Council, Donald Tusk, says he's optimistic about negotiations going forward.
The latest Greek proposals are the first real proposals in many weeks. Although they still need, it's obvious for me, the assessment of the institutions and further work, of course.
As details are emerging, how feasible is the deal and will it convince the EU to give Greece yet another chance? Jens Bastian is an economist with the think tank Macropolis and a former member of the European Commission Task Force for Greece. He's with us now from Athens. Jens, welcome back to the program.
Good morning, James.
So what do we know about what's happening in this meeting currently underway in Brussels?
From what emerges so far, and it's very little officially, is that for the first time, and you've just highlighted that with a quote from the president of the EU summit, the Polish Donald Tusk, that there is a positive reaction to Greek proposals. That kind of momentum we have not seen in the past months with regard to arduous negotiations. Hence, I remain confident that we may have a positive statement regarding a political framework agreement where then the technical details still need to be worked out by the different creditors and the Greek government in the course of the next days.
And days, really only hours, really, because the deadline is June 30 and there'll still need to be a lead-in time if the governments and parliaments are to ratify, no?
Indeed. You rightly say there's a democratic process not only in Greece, but you also have to ask five parliaments in the Eurozone to approve any agreement that emerges, and only on the basis of that can then financial assistance also be provided to Greece. And here the concern is we're running out of time while Greece is running out of money.
So what do we know of the deal? The Syriza government has proposed to increase taxes on the wealthy and business. And am I right in saying they want to change the eligibility age for the pension?
Indeed, you highlight two key cornerstones of that new proposal. On the one hand, increases, for example, the introduction of a solidarity tax for businesses. So far, it only existed for private citizens. The increase from 26% to 29%, a tax on corporate profits. And in my view, more importantly, the abolition of early retirement provisions, which have been far too generous in Greece in the course of the past decade.
So will this satisfy the creditors, do you think?
It looks like it does. At least it's a move in the right direction, and the momentum created will now just have to tie up the different loose ends and make an agreement out of it, which is mutually beneficial for both sides.
It's not much of a sacrifice, though, is it, for a far-left government to increase taxes on business and the wealthy? They could have done this weeks ago.
Indeed. Many of the issues that are now on the agenda have actually been debated and demanded by the international creditors, by the European Commission since months. Hence, we've moved far too slowly. We've spent precious political capital. Many are fatigued and frustrated that it had to come that far. And as the Finnish Prime Minister said today, we've wasted an enormous amount of air miles traveling back and forth.
the frequent flyer points. So tell me, what is the practical deadline to get an agreement if the ultimate deadline of payment received is in just, what are we talking about, 7 days from now?
We essentially need an agreement in whatever shape and form by Friday of this week. Because, as you say, we then need the lead time of consultation in Parliament. And then also, there still is a procedure that doesn't go within 24 hours to release financial assistance to Greece. So the earlier the better, but at the latest this week, Friday.
And is there a risk that a deal will be reached by Friday, but those calculations of the processing time, for want of a better word, are out, and thereby Greece defaults, even though all parties have found a way through?
I don't think so, James, that this may happen. If we have sufficient momentum, the determination to reach an agreement, then you may be able to squeeze out a day or two so that you stay within the timetable. This is not written in stone.
Ah, unlike an individual's credit card bill, when it comes to a country's credit card, they give you a 24 hours grace.
Indeed, this is a political matter.
What about these reports that there was a shambolic lead-up to the meeting in Brussels with the leaders of Europe? The wrong documents apparently being distributed or some such?
Well, indeed, the confusion resulted from the fact that on the one hand, the proposals were received only early this morning, so hardly a prime minister or head of state had sufficient time to study them. And then in the course of the day, various proposals were actually provided by the Greek government. So you were continuously trying to ask yourself, which is your latest and final proposal?
Understood. And we've mentioned the increase on tax for business, increase on tax for the wealthy. I suppose it is a bit more of a sacrifice for the Syriza government to increase the early retirement age or prevent early retirement. Because in Greece, they don't have a social security system that we may enjoy in Australia. So if you can't get a job in your 50s, you're left in the lurch, aren't you?
That is indeed a problem, a challenge that the Syriza Prime Minister will face when he comes back from Brussels, that he has to explain why have I agreed to such a compromise and to what degree does that also go in line with our electoral pledges that they have made to the rank and file and their voters in this party called a radical left party.
And then does Alexis Tsipras face the prospect of reaching a deal in Brussels, but having that overturned by either his Syriza comrades or the Greek parliament?
That, James, I do not think will happen. I think there is sufficient capacity to pass any major legislation. I think that some of the opposition parties will vote with the government because at the end of the day, this is also an issue of national sovereignty. Nobody wants to stay on the sidelines and be called a traitor later.
Well, thank you for explaining it so clearly, Jens.
I thank you, James. Good day.
Good day. Jens Bastian, an economist with the think tank Macropolis and a former member of the European Commission Task Force for Greece. He was joining us there from Athens.